Okay, let's see. We have Barbara. Hi, Barbara. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Well, I have probably more than what you have time for, but...
Go for it. We'll try.
Well, my daughter has moved down to Arizona, and they changed homes, and I've lost the address of the town that they just moved to, but they haven't been down there very long. But she and her husband play pickleball regularly, and she has heard that a lot of people are getting a fungus down in their lungs, and California as well, and there's a lot of toxins in the air or something. I was just wondering, I remember you saying there was a doctor down in Arizona when somebody is down there. Would that be a person she could maybe see?
Yes. Now, I don't know what town she's in either, so the thing to do is to put into one's computer search engine, after all the W's in the period, put in the four letters ACAM. ACAM. Yeah, and then .org. Now, that's an organization, of course, and they're all MDs, but they all just love natural medicine. So anyway, we can find one there. And again, you, like with many search engines, you put in your postal code and say, well, I'm willing to drive up to 30 miles or something.
Yeah.
It'll tell you all the ones that are within 30 miles of you.
Yeah, she's kind of got a cold right now, but not a cold, so she's concerned. So,
yeah.
And another short question here is this lady, she's younger than I am, but she recently had shoulder surgery. And now that she's out of surgery, she is having that, what do I want to say? You know, you talked about vertigo. Yeah. But they put her in a convalescent place.
Oh, dear.
For now. Have you got any suggestions or why that would come about after she had surgery on her shoulder?
No, I haven't heard of a connection there, but I do know that good old ginger tea helps people control the symptoms of vertigo no matter where it's coming from, ma'am. I'm not going to tell you it totally cures it bang just like that, but I am going to tell you that people tell me they have less vertigo when they drink ginger tea regularly. And make sure it's organic ginger tea, of course.
And then I know a veteran that has no legs.
Oh.
And he's got other medical problems, but he has a enlarged prostate.
A lot of us guys do if we're old enough. Yes, there was one single study. I hadn't seen it replicated, but they did do the study while using ultrasound to measure the size of the prostate, and that's pretty darned accurate. And half the guys, after they had their prostate size measured, took lycopene, L-Y-C-O-P-E-N-E, lycopene, and the other half got a placebo. And what do you know, when they went back a few months later and measured the size of the prostate again with ultrasound, the guys in the lycopene group had an average shrinkage of 20% to zero. It wasn't 50%, but at least it was 20%. And the guys in the placebo group actually had a very small increase of 1% to 2%. So lycopene is just the red pigment you find in tomatoes and watermelons. But you'd have to eat about 6 cans of tomato paste or a watermelon and a half to get that much. So the natural food stores help us out, and so does Tahoma Dispensary and online, with lycopene in little capsules or tablets. And it comes in a 1.5
milligram. Okay, can I tell you a quick joke to cheer you up?
Oh, please. Why not?
Okay. Do you know what kind of bear does not have teeth?
Now you'll have to tell me.
A gummy bear.
There you go. Gummy bear. All right, folks. Well, we're coming up on the end of the program. But I do have an idea for a Christmas present for somebody who's really into listening to this program and can afford it. You can afford it for them. And yes, the Green Medicine Newsletter would be a super idea, but that's not what I had in mind. What I had in mind is a book that does cost $180, but you'll never find a book like this anywhere else. It's called Nutritional Medicine, and it's not by me. It's by Dr. Alan Gaby. Oh, my goodness, you can look up just about any health care condition you ever heard of in there, besides a surgical approach, of course. You can look up just about anything you want to in there, either in the on-paper version, or they even got an electronic lookup thing, and it covers nearly all the conditions there are and tells you what can be done, and there's a footnote for the research and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, for somebody who's an enthusiast for all of this and can afford it, yes, it's $180, but it's Nutritional Medicine, Dr. Alan Gaby, second edition. It is a terrific book, terrific, and it's really, really useful for keeping ourselves healthy. So anyway, that might be a Christmas present. All right, folks, well, Merry Christmas to everybody. And I'll be back with you next Saturday.